Prologue. La Rochelle, France, 1938. It was a blustery summer in La Rochelle, a coastal community in southwestern France. The ocean waves had seemed particularly large in those months. The leaves in the trees had rustled constantly, and perhaps it had been something in the air, but that summer Gwendoline was marrying the love of her life, Jean de Lacroix, in the same church where they'd met a few months earlier. Back when he had proposed at the beginning of the summer, Gwendoline had been in a state, trying to plan it all immediately. But Jean had reassured her.
"I have it all planned,"
Jean had insisted, casting a mischievous grin. Not that she was fussy, she wasn't. Her only insistence was that it took place at the Église La Rochelle. She could still barely believe that this was her life. It was almost too good to be true. "Parfait," her mother had dubbed the union.
"Parfait,"
her father had agreed. "It will be parfait indeed," Gwendoline beamed in delight. And on that windy August afternoon, both families had all come together to witness their matrimony. At that same church, Gwendoline said, "I do," in a simple white dress. She had never looked happier, and even Jean had become misty-eyed. After the ceremony, the guests gathered at a nearby seaside chateau. Gwendoline had gasped when she first laid eyes on it, as she took in the sight of their reception. "It is magnifique," she had cried, kissing her new husband on the cheek and hugging him tightly. His eyes flickered.
"It has 8 bedrooms, a large kitchen for staff, and the grounds are stunning. I mean, can you believe that it looks out onto the Atlantic Ocean on one side, and forests and greenery on the other? Plus, it has a large pantry, a cottage located way down on the other end of the property,"
Jean had told her, looking eager to hear her response. "Jean, it is parfait. I cannot believe that it is ours for the day." Gwendoline had continued to survey the magnificent grounds in awe. Jean had looked more delighted by the second, nearly bursting with contained excitement.
"What if I told you that it isn't just ours for an evening? What if I told you that it is ours?"